I'm pretty sure my high school still uses that.
Oh my god.
I wish I was kidding.
Okay, well, how was everyone's weekend? Like, overall, did you guys do anything fun?
I just worked the whole weekend.
I worked and then I went out on Saturday. Anybody else?
I didn't. I had to stay in OKC. I closed my eyes and I pictured whatever it looked like in Norman and I couldn't drive back. How was it?
Going out with? Mm-hmm. It was good. The lines were, right when I got there, a fight happened right next to me. The dude was, like, coked out.
Oh, God.
Like, his eyes were, like,
oh, my God.
And he just started swinging, like, at random people. And at one point, he started swinging at me. And I was just like, I'm a girl. Like, why are you swinging at me?
Did they talk about what they were fighting?
Huh?
Did they talk about what they were fighting about?
No, so what I know the guy. And then my friend knows the guy, too, because he stole $80 from her.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So he was, like, trying to cut the line because, you know, Logie's lines are really bad right now because of game days and stuff. So he tried to cut the line because
we got in a fight for that.
Yeah. Because the guy behind us was like, hey, just, like, go to the back. So then he just started swinging.
Oh. Oh, no way.
Yeah, he literally just started swinging.
At least he's doing what everyone's thinking. Yeah. Yeah. I hate those lines.
I always try to stand
to the side and look really nonchalant, like I don't want to go in. And then they ask me if I want to go in, and I'm like, okay, yeah.
Yeah. No, because what Logie's does is at least it's packed in there. When you go to, like, anywhere else, it's, like, fucking empty inside. Yeah. And there's, like, a long-ass line. I'm like, what?
Why?
Why is there a line?
Why is everyone in Logie's? That's another good question. I loved when everyone was in Heist.
Yeah, I went to Heist, too. It was okay.
Girly.
Yeah. The only thing about Logie's is they're, like, it's just so old in there. And, like, they're freaking country music, and I just can't.
I heard. They opened up two more bars.
Mm-hmm. The Wagon.
The Wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get to go and see it?
No, my friend works there, though.
Oh, she does.
Yeah.
Avery.
Yeah. She works at Luca, too.
Does she even work at the Wagon anymore? Because last game day, she was working at the Porch.
Oh, no, it's because the Porch owner owns both.
Oh.
Yeah, so he, like, puts both of the stands in front.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense. I was like, dang, she switched fast. I guess it wasn't fun.
Oh, no. Who's the owner, Jason?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason owns both of them.
Shout out, Jason.
Maybe
we could get sponsored by The Porch, actually.
Yeah.
Do we he want would. To get sponsored by The Porch?
I think it would be like so porch. Funny.
If y'all listen to this, you get a free drink.
Get a free Jello shot.
They have Jello shots there?
Use Jello code there. The perspective.
That's good.
Literally.
Do you guys think we should be the real perspective or the perspective?
I thought you put the real
in the
account description for, like, just, like, the official.
We did for the name because we couldn't do the perspective. We just said, like, the real. So I'm fine with whichever.
The perspective?
I don't know. I just feel like the real perspective is, like, too much.
Okay, let's get into it. Gabriel, how was your weekend?
Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, we are?
We are?
I started it like,
Lauren, you have to tell us these things.
I'm sorry. I want it to be natural flow in.
Oh, okay.
Whenever we started talking about the porch, I like turned it on, so it would be like really natural.
Oh, okay. That was like 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
I was like, what have I said? on record.
Are we still going?
Yeah. Today.
Just a little ASMR break. I don't have nails. Oh. That was really satisfying.
Absolutely. Okay, Gabriel. Okay. Tell us about your morning. What did that look like for you, getting up for our first podcast?
I got up, took a shower, and then I drove here. Damn. Probably got up at like 9:15, 9:30.
That's nice.
Oh, do you live close?
I live over at the Avenue.
Okay, yeah.
Bleep.
Why does that get a bleep?
I don't know. What if like he gets a stalker or something?
Will you say
like
it again?
Yeah, I live at the
There we go.
There we go.
Now you'll never know. You can't right. go find him. Sorry. Try to find him on campus.
No, but I've had a good morning.
That's good.
How about you guys?
Oh, my God. We're matching.
We are matching waters.
Oh, my God. They both have an essential water. That one's good. That one has a lot of nutrition in it.
Where's your Stanley?
I don't really.
Yeah, where's your Stanley?
Okay, if I'm being so honest, my like smaller, less like more of a child size one is dirty, and I didn't want to clean it this morning, and so I just when I stopped at 7-Eleven for Red Bull, I just got a water bottle too. Some days I just don't have the energy to carry it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I don't, like, really need it, if I'm not going to be at work all the live long day.
That's why I don't want to carry one around the wintertime, because my hands are going to get cold.
Oh, yeah, I don't carry mine in the wintertime.
The Stanley?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because her laugh in the microphone is getting me.
Okay.
Oh, man, we have class today, don't we?
We have class today. Yeah, I wonder what we're going to talk about. We need to do the, whatever, we'll talk about it later. Okay, let's get into the topics.
I forget we're doing this for class.
I know. Okay, y'all. So, This weekend for me had a lot of change this weekend.
Oh.
Indeed. It was I never know how much I want to like say on here. You know what I mean? Like who's listening to it? I guess people. Because we're putting it out.
The 12 followers we have right now.
We have 12? Oh my gosh, to our 12 followers, thank you so much. I thought we had 4 and it was us.
We have 12.
We have 12.
Yeah.
Wow.
We're growing
exponentially. Actually, that's amazing.
Sorry, my 12 on.
Followers.
You guys are gonna go to the top with us.
Love top you. Like 20 followers.
When we're at 50 followers, you guys are gonna be thankful that you were one of the first.
Yeah, I totally agree. But anywho, welcome to the first podcast. This is the real. This is Lauren signing in.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, shoot. Okay, hold on. Oh. This is the perspective. Sorry. Let me do it again so there's no laughing. Okay. This is the perspective. Lauren signing in.
Shelby signing in.
Sia signing in.
Gabriel signing in.
That just made me so emotional.
Okay.
Okay. I'm Lauren. I feel like we should kind of introduce ourselves, you know, like give a good like take on who we are. I'm Lauren. We're all students at the University of Oklahoma. I started here as a freshman. I actually came in as a psychology major, and I switched my major probably like 4 times. I was psychology, advertising, CMP, and so.
I thought you were advertising.
No, I'm CMP, but I was advertising for a week. It was my advisor was so mad at me. I like asked her to switch my classes, all of them, twice in 2 weeks. But it all worked out for the best. I'm staying in CMP. But we all met because we were in a social media marketing class together. By the grace of God. I was standing outside of the class on the first day and I see redhead. I'm like, what? I see a friend, I'm like, oh my God. And then we start talking. I can't remember what we started talking about.
I complimented your outfit.
Commented my outfit.
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I thought very I had a fire fit.
I had to just ask someone like from the opposite side of Fryce to come help me find my class. And I got up there and then
she goes, "Is this social media marketing?"
They're like, "Yeah."
Yes, ma'am.
And so we sit down in the class together and then guess who walks in?
Oh my God.
A new hot member enters the villa. The villa. Gabriel comes and sits down on the left. We all turn our heads at the same time. Who is that man? Will you please be in our podcast project?
And he regretted that day for the rest of his life.
He was like, sure. So just a little background on how we met.
That was a good one.
You guys want to introduce yourselves?
Oh, okay. I'm Shelby. I'm a senior this year, so ready to graduate. I am majoring in marketing. And
I did not know you were a senior.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
What are you?
I'm a junior.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
But you just were saying that you changed your major a lot, too. So.
Oh, yeah. I'm indecisive.
I'm a marketing major, and then I have a minor in digital marketing. And I really want to do something in fashion after I graduate.
Twins.
Twins. Bruh.
Where have you been?
Shut up.
Sorry.
Nobody knows me great. Like you do. That was so good.
Let me try harmonizing. Oh, is it me now?
Yeah,
okay.
Girl, go.
Hi, I'm Sia. I'm a junior. I'm majoring in marketing. And then I have a minor in fashion studies. And then I'm going into fashion, too.
And I am Gabriel. I am a junior. This is my second year here, and I'm a business marketing major.
Where did you transfer from?
So I started my freshman year in 2019.
Okay.
At Texas State.
Okay.
And then, because I was playing baseball there, and then COVID happened.
Oh, wow.
And then I went to two different community colleges, which are like JUCOs. And then I went to UTA for one semester. Then wow. I took a gap year.
What's UTA? Arlington?
Yeah, UTA okay. Arlington. Because I'm from, like, the Dallas area.
Okay.
So I went to UTA for one semester, and then I took a gap year and did a internship at Disney. And
oh,
then
yeah.
I came back, and now
tell
I'm...
Tell us, did
yeah,
you...
Yeah, can we hear a little bit about that?
Yeah.
So, have you guys been to Disney before? Mm-hmm. So, you know, like, how there's, like, different parks?
Mm-hmm.
So, I was working at Epcot, and so Epcot, there's, like, whatchamacallit? They have, like, different countries with, like, restaurants and, like, shops you can go to, and mm-hmm. it's, like, themed.
Oh, the around the world?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I was working in Mexico.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Because there's a, like, inside, like, Mexico, there's, like, a small boat ride.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was, like, working on that. So, I would, like, route people into the boats, and then I would send the boats off and then, like, make sure everything was, like, safe and all that.
Oh.
So I did
oh,
that for
cool.
8 months, and that was fun for a little bit, and then... It didn't get so much fun.
Oh, no.
Okay, I've heard tea. Was it part of the Disney College program? Because I've heard lots of tea about...
Yeah.
Like there's a Disney College program?
Yeah, I didn't know about
yeah.
that either.
It's like Gabe can obviously... He literally experienced it, so he could explain it better. But I've heard a lot of, like, tea on TikTok about, like, people having bad experiences. And then, I don't know.
Well, yeah, because, so it's, like, if you're a college student, you can apply for it, and it's just, like, an internship, and, like, they pay you for it, but you have to be in college to do it, and so there's, like, dorms, but they're not, like, dorms or apartments, or, like, they're apartments, but they're, like, most, like, mainly dorms, so they can, like, check on you and stuff, and you can't have, like, certain things in them,
oh.
But, yeah, so I remember there was, like, a lot of people, so there was, like, horror stories I've heard, so, like, people were, like, let's see. I mean, I don't know how far I can get into it, but, like, there were people killing themselves.
Oh, my God.
And then there was, like, a lot, like, the place was, like, sketchy as hell. Like, there was, like, people doing that. There was, like, a lot of, like, SA.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no. And then, like, there would be parties there, and, like, people would get, like, roofied at the parties.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, no.
Is that what Damn. You heard on TikTok?
No. Like, I heard, like, bad experience with people, like, not getting, like, good accommodations or, like,
well, that was part
having
of it.
Their, like, shit. Oh, they're having their crap. Oopsies. like, gone through, like, in their dorms, like, having their privacy invaded or... But well, that's horrible. Like, that's...
Well, yeah, so that was part of it. And, like, there's people I know that had, like, really bad roommates. So, like, roommates, like, threatening to kill each other. And then...
Crap.
Yeah, because you, so if you go into it, you can pick if you want a roommate or you can go into it, like, blind. And, like, the, like, housing they have is, so you can either get, like, a 2x2, so it's 2 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, where you share a bedroom with someone. Oh. So, like, you're in the same, like, you sleep in the same room. There's like two bedrooms, and then there's like a living room in the middle. And then the other one you could get would be like you had your own bedroom and bathroom, but it was like at random, so you couldn't pick. So there were people, so I had to like room with someone. So I was like rooming with, I shared a room with someone, which thankfully like he wasn't too bad, but there was people that had like really bad roommates. And just like you would go and like you would complain to like the front office and it'd be like, we can't do anything, or like they wouldn't do anything.
If someone like threatened to kill me in my room, I'd be like, what?
Well, and like, I don't, because I think there was like loopholes, because there was, I know one person, she was like, I think she was 19 or 20, and her roommate was, like, 45.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, there was, like, some really, like, weird shit that happened, or oh weird gosh. Stuff. Oh, my gosh,
you should do, like, an interview or something, because that's tea. That's horrible, but also, well, that's just like that stuff needs to be, like, addressed publicly so that that doesn't happen, because that's,
I feel like Disney low-key does a lot of
no, there's, sketchy. Like, a lot of, like,
yeah. Yeah, like those Disney cruises, people go missing all the time.
Okay, I haven't even heard about that.
Oh, that's a really big thing, too.
You know, because that's just with, like, the college program. There was, like, within the parks, there was, like, a whole nother, like, a lot of the people there that work there are not.
Mickey's probably a serial killer.
So, the program is called Magic is Within You?
No, it's called the Disney College Program.
Disney College Program. Oh, yeah. Disney College Program. Orlando, Florida?
Yeah.
I recently heard something about Disney. That there was this guy who, like, for his anniversary trip or something, him and his wife went and visited Disney and Epcot, and she had, like, some kind of really severe sensitive food allergy, and part of their, like, trip had accommodations for her food allergies, and but still at every restaurant they were obviously, like, double checking and being like, this is allergen free, this is safe, right? And so, obviously, they were told yes, and his wife ended up dying from an allergic reaction at the park. And, like, a few years later, he decides to pursue legal action. And Disney's response back to him... Has anyone else heard about this?
Yeah.
Disney's response back to him, for him, like, suing them, was basically that since he signed up for a free trial of Disney Plus in, like, 2020... In the fine print, it, like, means that basically Disney is safe from lawsuit from him because his wife died at the park because he signed up for this free trial of Disney Plus in 2020. That's
TV
there.
Stuff?
Yeah. Because apparently, thing? Like, in the... I need to look it up.
It's, like, in like the terms and conditions for, like, signing up for a Disney Plus account. Like, even if you're just doing, like, a free trial, there's something in there where it's, like... All of, like, Disney's, like, the parks and, like, everything, it's, like, you can't sue them. Or, like, you agree not to sue them over, like, anything. Mm. But I'm pretty sure, like, Disney came out and said, like, oh, we're, like, good people. We're gonna let them sue us because, like, we mess up. But they were, like, gonna push for that originally. And then everyone, like...
I wonder why not just pay. That's...
Well, that just makes them look so bad.
Yeah, no, I think that's why they went back on it. Because a lot of the
stuff...
Oh, they
went back on it?
Yeah, because, like... I remember hearing, because there was one, because at, I think it was, like, a resort, they had, like, a pool area that was, like, designed to be a beach, so there's, like, a lagoon and then, like, a sand you can walk up to, but, like, in Florida, there's, like, issues with alligators, so this was, like, a few years ago, there was a, it was, like, a little kid, he ended up dying because he got eaten by an alligator.
At Disney?
Yeah, like, at the resort, and then the mother, I think, was going to sue Disney. But then, like, they went back and, like, through security and, like, looked at the footage. And I think they found out that, like, the mom, like, pushed the kid.
Oh.
So they kind of, like, said, hey, if you want to, like, go through with this, just to let you know, like, we have, like, footage and we can, like.
Oh.
So, like, there's, like, a lot of stuff like that.
She pushed her own child into the crocodile?
That was, like, the rumor.
And then just to sue them and get money? That's insane.
Yeah, no.
Wow. That guy's name... that tried to sue Disney over his wife's death is Jeffrey Piccolo. He filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Disney and the owners of the restaurant after his wife died in 2023 from a severe allergic reaction following a meal at Disney World in Florida. It says Disney backpedals on saying man can't sue over wife's death. He was seeking more than $50,000 in damages.
Oh, that's not a lot.
That's not a lot, honestly. For death?
For Disney?
Like, if your wife dies, all you're asking for is $50,000?
That's all he was asking?
That might have been, like, the cost of it. No, not even. They've been in a lot of, like, they're always in a lot of lawsuits, but they're in a lawsuit right now over their, what is it? Their alliteration, like their drawing of Mickey Mouse and a couple other cartoons coming up on their 70 years. And there's a lot of, like, if they don't pay, I can't, the copyright, it's coming up.
Well, so I think the way, like, that works is you can, like, file, like, a copyright on, like, a character or, like, an IP or something. But then I think, like, after 70 years, it becomes public domain. Mm-hmm. So, like, because you guys remember, like, a few years ago, I forgot what it was called. It was, like, a Winnie the Pooh, like, horror movie.
Yes.
Yeah, so, like, all those, like, started coming out because Winnie the Pooh became a public domain.
Right. So oh I my think, gosh. And I think Disney, like, did it like that. Disney, like, yeah, went back on a couple of things because of that happening.
Yeah, no, they weren't a fan of it because it was just, like, let me see, because I know, like, there's a list. It was, like, a
raunchy.
Yeah, no, it was, like, Winnie the Pooh was, like, killing kids or something.
Oh, my God.
And I can't, they did something, I think they sued or something like that. They did something with it to take it down.
Oh, wait, so it's already public, Mickey Mouse's likeness from, like, the, you know, classic 1920s mm-hmm. cartoon of him, like, driving the steamboat, you know what I'm talking about?
Steamboat Mickey Mouse, yes.
Yeah. That likeness of him is free from copyright, so that's considered public domain now, and that was as of January 1st of this year.
I forgot, because I think there's, like, because there's Mickey Mouse, and then there's, like, Steamboat Willie.
Yeah, so it says the earliest versions of Mickey and Minnie Mouse entered the public domain on January 1st, 2024. So I guess the other, like, phases of Mickey Mouse or, like, eras are still not expired.
Yeah, they're still coming, because I know there's, like, a list, because I think it was, like, I'm pretty sure, like, Superman was, like, another, like, name that was going to go in the public domain soon, but there's, like, a lot that are going to go in, which, you know, that should be interesting to see.
No, but when that, like, Winnie the Pooh horror movie came out, I remember seeing the trailer for it and being like, is that, like, made by Disney? Like, that's weird that Disney would, like, allow that, but that makes sense now.
Dude, imagine if Disney just went 180 and just allowed all of this new type of, like, R-rated things to come into their play with all their characters. I think that would be cool. I'm sick of seeing Disney so kid-friendly all the time. Because just, like, tell the truth, they haven't been kid-friendly for generations and generations. Like, Disney has probably the most scandals out of every corporation, and it's all bad because it's like their whole idea is that they're catered towards children, mm-hmm. and then everything they do is against that type of plug-in, which is weird. So I'm like, you might as well just branch off of it. Yeah. I think, like, just tell the truth at that point. Like, be the next Hugh Hefner.
Oh, yeah.
Mickey Mouse Hugh Hefner. Oh my
God, can you imagine?
Yes,
that's like scares me. That's from my nightmares, bro. Okay, shall we get into our topic for today?
Us since 30 we've been minutes yapping. Later. And
I kind of like us just branching off of our, like, conversation. We could use just the intro episode.
Yeah, we could, like, also have random discussions at the beginning and then get into our main topic.
Okay.
I mean, this.
Yeah,
that works.
Unless you don't want to talk about that anymore.
I was loving how it was kind of, like, just flowing off.
Yeah.
Conversation. And it was pretty, it was, like, very educational, too.
No, I feel like it was. Do we want to keep going?
I think we should keep going.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I think if we do this, it'll be a little less, like, natural.
Okay.
Which is fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think if we happen to stumble into Love Island again, I sent Sia this, like, article that came out over the weekend about, like, a bunch of old contestants that have just come out being, like, the show producers starved us, like, abused us.
Yeah.
Like, all of this different stuff.
She said, like, this whole thing. Yeah, let me look at it.
Well, yeah, let's take a look at that. That's insane. Let's see how long ago they stopped the last season.
Yeah, it says contestants say the producers deprived them of food and sleep, preyed on their anxieties, and refused to let them quit.
Oh.
I'm, like, wondering if that was for this season or if it was for, like, another season. Because the ones, like, from this season, like, look perfectly fine. Like, I feel like they would, none of them would want to go through that. You know?
Wait, how many seasons are they on?
I think there's, like, upcoming will be 7?
This is 11. Number of series, yeah, 11. Reality show. For the people that don't know, they've got 5.8 out of 10 on IMDb. And it's a group of single people who move to a luxury villa in the hope of finding love in the summer of their life. Throughout the series, there are shocks, twists, and surprise announcements that will test the relationships between the islanders to remain in their luxury paradise and stand a chance of winning. It's giving Paradise Run. What is that? Do you know what that show is? Like the cartoon show?
Total Drama Island.
Oh my Total gosh. Drama Island. Yes, thank
Total
you.
Total Drama Island. I ate that crap up when I was a kid.
It's
did
giving.
Anybody else watch that? I know you
I
did.
Loved that show. Oh. It's
you
on
did
Netflix.
It?
It was just the one, right? Or are there two?
There might be two versions.
I feel like they might have come out with like one of those random like TV shows turned into a movie type situations. You remember how they did that with like Wizards of Waverly Place?
Yeah,
like just
those.
Came out with like a random movie.
I feel like they all did that.
The Good Luck Charlie Christmases.
That was my favorite. I still watch that.
Okay, so our next venture is making a Total Drama Island reality show to rival
yeah.
Love Island.
That would be a good podcast name, Total Drama Island.
Oh.
Trademarked. Maybe. Yeah, I didn't know that. You could just trademark stuff if it's not in the same vicinity of what you're doing. Like, if it's a show, we can still do Total Drama Island because it's a podcast. It's different.
Well, unless they have, like...
But then, like, at that point, we can't, like, go into a TV show after this.
Yeah, we can't start our TV show, dang
it's
it.
It's true. Okay, I guess we're just the perspective. Yeah.
Wait, so when did the season come out? Like, did it just come out?
Also, is it live? Like, how do they do it? Like, do they tape all of it and then release it all, or is it
the way
like
it works? Is to my knowledge, they tape it the day of. Like, we tape today, the producers take all of the footage and they edit tomorrow and they post it the next day and they keep doing that every single day. So it's like their turnaround is basically 24 hours when they from wow. they post to like.
Oh wow!
It's very fast. Okay. Yeah,
I think the. Because the only other one I know is The Bachelor. I think they film it all at once. Because I know, like, leaks are a thing with that one. So remember, like, before the season came out, like, everyone was already talking about, like, who won. Or, like, who ended up, like, getting together.
I wonder why everyone's so infatuated with watching people get together on shows like this.
I know.
They're so popular.
Yeah. I feel like probably here, like, a good couple of years, like, all TV is just going to be a reality TV. Because I don't, especially just, like, stuff like this. Like, that's all you hear. Even, like, guys. Like, they're, like, even guys are obsessed with them. Like, what?
I was on a date one time, and they asked to watch Too Hot to Handle, and the way that I looked at them was insane.
I'd be like, oh.
No.
Because, like, they all just started coming out, like, recently, too, right? Because I feel like they, like, now there's all these, like, spinoffs and, like, different versions of, like, the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like growing up, like, because my sister's older than me, she would always just, like, watch, like, The Bachelorette and stuff like that. Now it's just, like, all of these, like, Love Island, the Too Hot to Handle. Isn't there, like, another one?
Probably is.
There's a lot.
And I feel like they're not even, like, at the beginning they were so, like, romance-based.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, pulled you in with the idea of, like, this, like, beautiful, like, you know, couple
mm-hmm.
having this, like, ideal relationship. But, like, now, like, even with The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I know that franchise is getting a lot of backlash right now, especially after, I think, the most recent season of The Bachelorette with Jen Tran. I think that's her name. She's the first Asian-American woman to be on The Bachelorette, to be The Bachelorette, and basically got humiliated on her season. I don't know if any of you guys watch The Bachelorette. Mm-hmm. I don't. I've just seen this, mm-hmm. like, based on Instagram and TikTok, but basically the guy that ended up getting to, like, the finale and, like, basically winning the show, like, just did it for the clout or did it for, like, the publicity, I guess, and, like, after the show, basically, it was just like, oh, I don't like you anymore.
Oh. Oh. No, but.
And then they, like, made her come back for, like, the tell-all and made him come back. And, like, they like set together, you know, mm-hmm. like and did this, and the whole time it's just so hard to watch because she just looks like she's like,
oh my god, Gabe was laughing.
Sorry. No, I found the photo and she just looks like. It's just,
wait, can you show us? Make sure you save it.
Oh my god!
Like, that's horrible.
What a piece of. Why would you go on a show like that and not even have like an open mindset? I feel like to falling in love. That's horrid. And bad for him, too. Now what? Now he just has that publicity. I would never get with him. Yeah.
I felt like that was, like, almost half, if not more, of, like, all the seasons was, like, they never panned out. Or they would, like, always break up after the facts. And then, like, come back to do, like, another season.
Do you win money on The Bachelor?
Oh, no. I don't think so. I feel like the, your, like, reward, quotation marks. I know you can't see me doing this, but, is, like, the social media following and, like, the brand deals and all of that that they get from the show.
Yeah, because the Love Island, like, the three girls are, like, the most popular and they're men. Now they're, like, have a whole, like, sponsorship and, like, they were on the ads for Dunkin'. Have you guys seen that?
Donuts?
Yeah, Dunkin' Donuts. Mm. Yeah, like, they have, like, this whole, like, new ad. So, like, that, like, they're at everything now, like, New York Fashion Week and everything. So, like, basically, like, they're, like, perfectly fine now. Like, they're all, like, celebrities. They're all going to get into everything. So I think that's also why they go on to it. Because all the other girls, like, I don't really know any of them. I just know those three.
Okay. Somebody else find out how many couples, like, successful couples at the beginning there's been in The Bachelorette and Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise. Because only 27 couples are currently still together. So what is that out of? I want to know. Like, how many couples have been made on that show versus how many are still together?
Oh, okay.
They always end up breaking up, though. Because even when I had, like, followed this girl that used to be on Love Island, and I think her and her man lasted a good 3 months. Yeah. Because social media is always going to play an aspect in relationships if you're a celebrity.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Especially if you're, like, on one of those shows where your whole brand is based on your relationship and, like, your dynamic between each other.
Some people on social media are freaking crazy, though. Like, I'll see the comments, and they're like, we want her to die. Like, we want him to die. Like, she should be with him. She should be with that. Like,
and you don't even know the person. Yeah. Like, you're just becoming obsessed. Yeah.
I think that's weird. Why a lot, like, also, like, even, like, actors and stuff like that, none of their relationships ever work out because that's all they see, and then obviously they probably fight over it too.
That's like the Jelena.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking the exact same thing.
Immediately takes me there.
Those like Selena, I like Selena Gomez, but like diehard Selena fans, I see them in the comments of like Hailey Bieber's posts.
If I was Hailey, I would honestly be like so depressed. And especially with the baby now, like.
Oh, there's so many bad clips right now.
Yeah.
Right now. God, I'm so sorry, but every time I think of Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber, all I can see in my mind is that, like, paparazzi video that went viral of them where he's, like, getting in the Suburban and he, like, shuts the door on her. And, like, she, like, falls or something and he, like, he doesn't even turn around. She just, like, gets up. I'm just like,
or he, like, skateboards away from her. There's so many.
Skateboards away.
But that dude is so, like, he, like, doesn't give, like, a single, like, care in the world. Any, like, yeah. So anywhere, like, he goes, like, he looks just, like, so, like, disgusting. Like, he'll wear, like, his tank top and just, like, big pants.
The, like, viral, a picture of them that went viral and turned into a meme of her wearing, like, you know, that, like, red dress and the red heels, and she has, like, the chic slick back
hair. I think it was
style.
For her road.
Yeah.
No, it was release for party. The road launch. And he's, like, in ripped sweatshorts. Like, his butt is, like, showing because they're bagging so low. Like, his oversized t-shirt, like, one of his Drew beanies. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You know what? That's actually a really good perspective because I was having a conversation with somebody this weekend and they know a lot of famous people. Like, they know, like, Tyga and people like that.
Oh, my God.
In that world.
Who are you friends with?
Oh, my God. Who are you friends with? Let me know.
And he does, like, art and music for all these type of people. And he was telling me about having a lot of money and kind of, like, what that does to your mindset. Because he said that, like, he was explaining it as all these Disney Channel stars and people that blow up on Vine and people that go on YouTube and they make a lot of money, like Emma Chamberlain. They say whenever you make that amount of money where you don't have to worry anymore about where it's going to come from, you don't have to keep growing up. Like, you normally, you just, like, are frozen in that time span of your life, like, age-wise. It's like, if you get a lot of money, maturity-wise, exactly. Like, if you get money at, like, six, it's going to be a lot harder for you to meet the standards and, like, comprehend things the way other people do. Yeah. So people will look at you more like you're childish, but, like, you really, like, that's why Disney Channel stars are all kind of fucked, because it just doesn't. Like, I watched, oh my gosh, I watched Demi Lovato's, she's like, four or five documentaries about herself, and they're all on YouTube.
Yeah, like, even when
they're so interesting.
Anytime I think of her, I always, like, my mind will always go back to her being, like, a little, like, girl on Disney. Like,
Camp
I don't,
Rock?
Like,
did anyone watch Camp Rock?
Oh, God.
Yes.
I was, like, such a diehard supporter of that show when I was little. Like, I just loved Camp Rock, and now when I see clips of it, I, like, physically cringe.
Yeah, I get so embarrassed. I'm like, why would I watch
that?
Like that? The acting was just really bad.
No, like, that. I just immediately visualized that, like, clapping scene where they're, like, walking through the woods doing, like, the...
Like, that's just so embarrassing.
I think it just shows how much, too, like, TV has changed. And, like, acting has changed. Because back then, that was good. Yeah. Honestly, if I watched any Good Luck Charlie scene, I would still be impressed to this day. Because, like, what they were working with was nothing. And those, the plots of Disney shows at that point in time, like, the Good Luck Charlie, the Wizards of Waverly Place, and they were, like, family-oriented. Mm-hmm. Those were, I think those were genius. Dog with the Blog. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Who thought of that?
Yeah, who thought of that? That was a good, that was a good show.
The plots are very impressive. Like, Amy having, like, 17,000 children, all with Bob. He just has an exterminator. Like, and it was hilarious. It was so funny.
Have you guys, this is so off topic, but have you seen, like, the mom, the actress that plays the mom, Amy? Like, have you guys seen her, like, on social media anywhere else from Good Luck Charlie?
No.
Wait, what?
Like, have you seen the actress's social medias? Like, the actual actress's, like, what, like, videos she posts and stuff?
From Good Luck Charlie?
Yes.
What, the Charlie?
No, the mom, Amy.
Oh, Amy? No.
Okay, so she is, like...
This just in.
This just in?
No, I see videos of her all the time, but she's, like, the ultimate Karen. Like, I see videos posted, like, that she posts that, on her, like, Twitter or whatever, or Facebook.
Trump supporter.
No,
not that we hate in this room, but
no, but I've just heard her say, like, she's anti-vax, I'm pretty sure. Like, she's done, like, an anti-vax video, and I'm just like, not Amy.
Not Amy.
Wasn't
Amy a nurse on the show?
Yeah, she was.
She was. Well, who's the main character? Like, the sister?
Bridget Mendler, who's, like, a genius. She has, like, a PhD now from MIT.
Mm-hmm.
She, like...
She's getting another doctor, I think.
She started her own business, I'm pretty sure. Mm-hmm. Like, dang.
Good for her. Did you see Wizards of Waverly Place is, like, making, like, a spinoff now?
No.
I did see that.
Yeah.
What?
Like, now they'll... Like,
oh, we need,
like,
to look this up.
Like, they'll have kids, and, like, the kids are wizards. Like, I think Selena is going to be on there for a couple of episodes, but...
Oh. Yeah. I love her for doing that. She always does stuff like that.
It's her and the brother.
Like, yeah, it's her and the brother, Justin. Because I'm pretty sure the younger one, like Jake T. Austin, I think he's like a drug addict now. Like, I don't think he's.
I think
like,
he had something going on.
Yeah, I don't think he's doing too well in life. I feel like that happens to a lot of Disney stars, though. I've seen a couple go downhill after a couple of.
Oh, yeah, now.
Like, Justin Bieber went downhill from when he first was famous.
Because it was him and then, it wasn't Disney, but who was the main kid in.
You know, is Noah Centineo in it too?
Who?
Young Noah Centineo is in Wizards of Waverly Place.
Probably. He was in Austin and Ally.
Oh, wait, no. Sorry. I'm wrong. The Fosters.
Okay, can we just look
they
at.
They got switched.
Okay, the actress's name is Lee Allen Baker. Mm-hmm. Please, you guys, I just want your initial reaction to like her feet, okay? On her Instagram that
her
she
what?
Posts.
Her feed.
I thought you said her feet.
What if she was selling feet pics? That would be horrible. Okay.
Oh. Mama's bad. This is so her. She's so in character. I'm sorry.
That the one in the middle right there.
People cannot be canceled. Honestly, I fuck with her perspective.
The power of your truth. Sounds like a pyramid scheme.
Speaking your truth.
Anyways, but.
I watched this video. It was a reaction video, which I'm a very big fan of reaction videos. I like to watch it with somebody else, even if it's online. And I watch a lot of Cody Ko. He's had a lot of stuff going on recently with Tana Mojo and stuff that happened at VidCon back in the day. But besides the point, I really enjoy his videos. And he has this video where he's reacting with his friend Noelle, and they're watching this young LA couple. It's like a little video that they made together. It's like 29 minutes long, and it's so like it's like a little pretentious video of their love. And it's like, we met at Whole Foods.
Oh.
He was buying celery and I was buying rosé. Now we just paint. And we moved in the other. Like, the.
Okay, low-key ASMR.
It was, yeah, it was just like all of the ways in which they were in love were just so, like, kind of like delusional, because they don't have to worry about anything. They can just be in love, you know? They don't have to pay any bills. It's like all of that she got handed to them. But Cody Ko does a really good job of, like, watching it and then I feel like paving the conversation. And he's gotten a lot of heat recently. I feel like we're in hot topic right now.
Should we talk about it?
Let's talk about it. I don't know much about it, but
that's why we have the internet.
Amen. Oh, sorry. Shout out to the internet.
Okay, so, okay, I don't even know what this guy does. Like, seeing a picture of him, I don't even recognize him. So, Lauren, can you tell us, like, where he came from? Like, do you know, like, what his, like...
Cody Ko?
Yeah, like, what are his videos about? What does he do?
Oh, Cody Ko is a mostly reaction channel on YouTube, and he has two channels. He has Cody Ko and Cody Ko 2. Cody Ko 2 also has a lot of reaction videos, but some of it is more in person or videos with his wife, Kelsey. He also has a newborn baby with his wife, Kelsey. And they've been together as long as I've been watching them. And I think I started watching them whenever I was watching Jenna Marbles. So I was definitely like newly 13. It's been a long time. He's been on YouTube for a very long time. I'm going to look it up.
Because, like, his big video, I remember, like, back in the day was... It was, like, one of the reaction ones, but it was the one with, like, the vapes.
Maddie Smokes.
Maddie Smokes, that's what it was.
On YouTube. Yeah, Maddie Smokes, it was a big reaction video. He's been on YouTube since 2014, and he still is. His genre is commentary comedy, and he basically watches all types of different videos, and he has, like, some things that he sticks with. Like, he'll watch the cut videos, where they'll, like, go on little dates and then they have the button in between them. It's called the button. That's a big thing. He has something called That's Cringe, and that's where a lot of his like where people disagree with him. I feel like they think it's bullying, and he does like a That's Cringe, and he watches these videos people post online and he reacts to them, and normally they are cringy. So it's like, it's not like he's bullying them, but it's like it's the bit of the joke.
Okay,
for sure.
But you definitely can't cancel just one person for that, because so many people do that. Like, half of my TikTok is creators doing that, like showing these just bizarre videos that would otherwise never show up on my For You page.
And it's just popular. Like, that's why I think he gets the most. He's getting a lot of heat right now for it. But that's just another thing I don't understand about cancel culture, because where was that energy whenever it was going on? Now everyone wants to be woke. But I think it's kind of, like, ironic that we want to, like, oh, you did this wrong in 2014, and now you need to be canceled now. So we're basically, like, I think it's very, it doesn't help growth. Like, it doesn't help the idea of growth. To be like, oh, it's been 13 years since you did this, but you need to have, like, you need to go down for it right now. That doesn't make sense
to me. Yeah, that does not make sense. I feel like that always happens.
Wait, he's not getting canceled for the videos, right?
No,
it's something else.
Yeah, you want to explain that?
Yeah. So, does everyone know who Tana Mojo is? That's how you say
Mojo.
Her name, right? That's how you say her last name?
Tana Mojo.
That's how you say her last name. Okay.
Sorry. Shelby really went into like, the real pronunciation.
Monejo.
Well, that's what it says. Tana Mojo. Tana Monahue.
Yeah. What's she do? What does she do? Okay, continuing.
Basically, so she has her podcast called Cancelled, and then they just, and there's also, Sia, do you need a break? She's still laughing.
She goes, no, for a second, I was like, I don't know who that is.
Tana Mojo.
Yeah, I was like, I don't know. Okay, continuing. Okay. Yeah, her podcast.
Okay, her podcast, which is called Cancelled, actually. They did, like, a tour together, which is also tea because apparently...
Wait, her podcast had a tour?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, her and Cody Co did a tour?
No, her podcast did Cancelled. A tour. Right. Yeah, which she co-hosts with Brooke Schofield, who is also
Cancelled
recently.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Like, yeah. All the things that have been going on.
Which... I'll wait and talk. We should talk about that for a minute. But basically, the drama with Cody Co is that at one of her live recordings of her podcasts, she basically said that she slept with Cody Co when she was 17, so he would have been 25.
Oh, I think I've heard of this too.
17, and she said that in response to a question, from an audience member.
You had to get the calculator out.
That's 8 years.
Gabe was like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, no, because I was thinking in my head. I said 9 in my head. I'm like, wait, that's not right.
I said the University of Oklahoma. Like,
yeah. Okay. This is going off topic a little bit again, but I know we're just developing our conversation, so is it okay?
Everything's okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We're in podcast mode. We'll just edit.
Basically, so Brooke Schofield, her co-host on the podcast, is getting canceled for some racist tweets of hers that, like, resurfaced from a while ago.
Okay, so wait, continuing on, just a branch on that. So she's getting backlash because of the racist tweets from back then?
Yes.
Why is I think it's, like, Alex Earl. Isn't that happening to her right now, too?
Yes, it's happening
to... Like, why are they bringing that back out now, though? Like, that's what I just don't understand.
Okay, I feel like it's, like, the stand-ums, like, the people that are their huge fans, uh-huh. And then something happens on one end. Like, the Clinton-Kane thing that just happened with her.
Oh,
all the Clinton-Kane fans are like, oh, definitely. Bet. It's like, you're not going to hate on Clinton-Kane.
No,
and
then
bring up some
the
stuff.
Sedona... Does anyone know the Sedona, like, Olivia drama?
No.
Okay, we're going way too off topic. I'll address that later if we have time. But Brooke Schofield had a bunch of, like, racist tweets come out. And I'm glad you brought up the Alex Earl thing. No. Because it's happening to so many people right now. But here's the thing, like, completely negating whether cancel culture, quote-unquote, works or not. I want to know why all of these, like, prominent influencers, for some reason... had a racist phase where they basically just went online and said all of these things because that's not normal.
Yeah, that's not. I feel like that happens with a lot of people.
Yeah,
I think I know somebody
and
else
people
too,
like
that
make
that.
It normalized. They're like, oh, you know, well, she was raised in the South, or like that's just how it was where
that
I was
or
from.
She was young.
It's how it was where I was from, and I didn't blast racist like
no.
stuff online. Like, that's not normal for somebody to like have a racist phase online. Like, why are these influencers that are so popular, why are they the ones that have these, like, you know, periods where they were posting a bunch of like super, you know, racist or offensive stuff on social media that just like had no standing, like they had no reason to post something like that.
Yeah, why are you mad? What did the black people do to you?
Literally.
Good question. Even Shane Dawson. I was a huge Shane Dawson
I
fan.
I was a huge Shane Dawson, Jeffree Star.
All of
watcher,
them.
Yeah.
I loved Shane Dawson's
videos.
I think
videos. I watched Jeffree Star's makeup video, but then he tried to scare me.
That's understandable.
He's an interesting one.
But, like, where did he go now? Like, I never see him.
Oh, he's living. I follow him on TikTok. He's living in a ranch in like Montana or something, and all he posts on TikTok now are his like goats that he has or his rams. I love that for him. Like he walks his rams through like the stores in the like super small town that he lives. He's so
dramatic. Okay, but like where are like all of his pink cars then? Did he bring the pink cars?
Yes, he did. So the ranch and they're not rams, they're yaks. I just remembered that. He's obsessed with yaks. Okay. Jeffree Star is obsessed with yaks. I'm like 90% sure.
I don't know what a yak is.
What if he listened to this episode and then came to me because I was like, he has yaks, and he would be like, no.
You already know?
Actually,
like what?
Actually, they're not yaks.
So, what's a yak?
What's a yak? Okay, it is... He does have a yak ranch, and it's called Star Yak Ranch. It has a website. It's like a butchery. He sells meats.
Jeffree Star sells interesting.
You can buy your meat. You can source your meat from Jeffree Star, everybody. No.
Honestly, no, I know he knows what he's talking about when it comes to meat.
Look at their website. Like, this is what he does now. He was canceled. So what happened to his makeup?
That's a huge industry. Well, makeup is so, like, that's his, what's that expense called when it's, like, already, it's just doing it and you don't have to do anything for it and it's just putting money in your bank account?
But, like, is anyone even buying it anymore?
Yeah, that, like.
It's on shop somewhere. Oh. In stores somewhere.
What was it, Star Cosmetics or whatever?
There's so much of it. Yeah, those lips were so popular. There's so much of it. It's definitely
and the
like
eyeshadow palette. The eyeshadow. It's like when everybody had like 15 eyeshadow palettes. Sorry, Gabe. We're kind of good.
Go
on it.
It's like, go off, queen.
Yeah, they still have a operating website. Yep. Nope, for real. Look at this.
Oh, God. How do you do it? I'm proud of him.
I didn't think that his brand was still a thing. I thought that's he what just I thought did the I thought ranch he just, like, stuff now.
The ranch is just such a different aspect.
But, okay, going back to our original thing, why do we feel like people that, like, are influencers today or, like, have social influence of some kind, why are they, like, all have that in common where they, like, had a phase when they were younger, like, between 2012 and 2018 seems to be like the ideal.
It's always 2014 period. Too.
Yeah. Like why? I know that's like a hard question that like literally nobody might be able to answer, but it's just been like really bothering me lately because you know you see somebody every single day that is familiar to you, whether it's through like your Instagram feed or scrolling through TikTok. That's somebody's being like, oh, look at this tweet that they made in, like, blah, blah, blah years ago. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, why?
I don't know. I feel like I could see two perspectives of how you look at it because, for me, it's hard because I love Shane Dawson, right? And then all that stuff came out, like the pedophilia things, the racist remarks, the stuff with the animals. Like, there's a lot of aspects of it. To where it's, like, almost, like, why do we get offended by these people whenever they are not, like, directly into our lives? It's, like, you're just watching them. It's just, like, watching TV. Like, why do I give a fuck? I don't care. But when it comes down to it, it's, like, you're right. Like, you look at these people, and now they're familiar to your life. And, you know, especially when you were younger, like, 11, watching
younger
these
was, like, especially
every
like
day.
Disney Channel, like, if those two people aren't together, why not?
Yeah.
Like, I was always, like.
That's your life. Yeah. Especially, like, kids nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
Come out straight out of the womb with an iPhone 16.
Yeah.
Like, that's all you see. Like, they literally have dents in their heads because they have headphones on when they're so young and they're not done developing.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, even if you're 3, like, you'll have, like, an iPad or, like, you'll have some type of tech.
You've got to. And in this day and age, like, you would be behind if you didn't, which is the saddest part.
You're like, oh, like, your parents can afford.
Right. But to get back to topic, it's like, I see people like Shane Dawson. And I see it from a middle perspective where it's like, okay, I'm white and I'm black. And so, like, the racism doesn't, like, hit me as hard as maybe it would, like, a darker complected woman, you know? And so it's something that's like, oh, I've loved him since I was 11. Now I'm 18 and all this racism and stuff like this is coming out. And it's like, oh, he said the N-word or he said this about black people or, like, made these jokes, did blackface, whatever. And it's like, for someone like that, that's like, oh, those are like my people, and like you're doing something like against me as an individual in that sense. So I could see how that's very offensive, and like that's like a cancelable act, I feel.
Yeah.
But there's things that are like, those shouldn't be cancelable acts. And like, what was going on in the world at that time span to where you felt comfortable doing that and putting that out? Was it because the internet was new and like, we didn't think we could like backtrace everything when you were like so young? But he was also like in his 20s.
I'm also thinking, yeah, he's like
older.
Is like someone taking their time out of their day to go all the way back to 2014 to see what they're saying? Like, that's how does it come back up is my real question, because it's so many years ago.
I feel like usually like with people getting canceled, it's always when like something big happens like in their career, like they sign like a big contract or they do something massive.
No, definitely.
And then like people like, okay, let's go check like all their like social medias and see what like they posted back from like 2010 or 2011.
And I feel like that brings in the conversation of revenge canceling, which I feel like is getting like a lot more prominent. I know you guys said you hadn't heard any of this drama, but basically the rundown is there's this lesbian couple on TikTok that was like famous, and they're both influencers. One of them's named Sedona. She actually plays basketball at TCU. On their basketball team, she's like their best player, I'm pretty sure. And this other influencer named Olivia. And basically what happened is Olivia came out after their relationship ended and was like basically exposing her for like all of this abuse and like things that she did to her. And then past relationships of Sedona started coming out and being like, yes, she's abusive, blah, blah, blah. Not like a few days after all of that started like breaking out, it came out that Olivia, the victim in that relationship, like a bunch of racist things that she said like a few years ago. And so obviously, like, you know,
it's like, that's kind of
an obvious response from like, and I don't know if it was Sedona that like released that.
She probably did.
In response.
Bro, just to get some of these. So tall. Sedona is like 6'7", and no, this girl is like 5 foot.
No, yeah, show them a picture so
is
they
it
can
like the
like
really. I think
I don't know which one is. I know there's the two girls. Player. That isn't Sedona the basketball player. That's her.
Yeah, so the really tall girl is Sedona, and then the girl in the yellow dress, I believe, is I think Riley, her first girlfriend.
If she's abusing that girl, oh my god.
But Olivia was the one who originally came out, and then a bunch of other girls started coming out and being like, I experienced the same thing when I was in a relationship with her or whatever. But I've just seen this like weird dynamic shift on social media where like, you know, everyone can't shut up about the fact that, oh, Sedona is like an abuser and she plays for TCU basketball, and they're like not taking any action like on her getting suspended from the team and like whatever. There's even, like, a petition somewhere out there where there's, like, hundreds of thousands of signatures to get her removed from the TCU basketball team.
Fair enough.
They haven't done anything.
She is 6'7". I was right.
But also,
and Riley's 4'9".
Yeah. That's...
Oh, that's a... that's a little...
That is insane. That's insane.
But, like, I don't know.
I'd do it. I'd sign it. Get her off the team.
Well, apparently, TCU released a statement that was basically, like, her standing on the team has not changed. Like, we don't care, basically.
Well, is TCU considered private?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a it's like a private Christian university.
So, I guess, yeah, they
side
could.
Eye.
Well, I mean, they don't even, my view on it was, like, they don't even, as a Christian university, probably legitimize her relationship with the woman, so why would the abuse be legitimate? Like, if they don't even recognize the relationship. You know what I'm saying?
That's a good point. Yeah.
They're like, they might, like, just view it as drama. Like, that's gonna blow over, which, I mean, these kind of things always blow over, and people get away with crap all the time.
If that's how we treated athletes, no one would be playing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's like with football, it's like how many players have, like, gone, what is it? I'm trying to think how to say it.
Like a domestic charge?
Yeah. Like how many football players have, like, domestic charges?
Did you, like,
Or even with, like,
so many.
Who is it? You guys know Deshaun Watson?
Sean Watson. That's like I've heard that. I think
he had like a, I think it was like an allegation, but I'm pretty sure like, I think like they settled. It was like kinda like confirmed. I don't know though, that he like assaulted like their massager.
What?
At the team, so he had to like get suspended from like the league for like a few weeks, and then like he came back, but no one really like.
You're
cares
talking
for him.
About the Texas coach, right? No,
the Cleveland Brown. No, yeah, Cleveland Browns QB.
Okay, edit that part out because I don't want anybody thinking that the Texas.
Oh, okay.
There's a Texas coach named Sean Watson, and I was Texas. Like, ooh.
Oh no, Deshaun.
Cleveland. Okay. Whoa, that popped up fast. Oh.
I don't know something. Oh, he smells like marijuana.
Oh my god!
It's like all I like it smell
marijuana. Like sniffing this mic.
Oh, it's sexual harassment lawsuits.
Just smelling.
Oh my gosh, we're not laughing at that, just so you guys know.
Oh yeah. That's terrible. And you know, it's so funny. I was talking about this yesterday also. The football players here, the whole dynamic and the idea of like being a collegiate athlete trying to go to a league is, I wonder what the stat is, but I know it's like 4 out of 120 of the football players, basically. Actually make it.
Of making it into the NFL.
Into the NFL. Or it might be a larger number. Probably like 12 out of 120.
Yeah, football is a lot lower than, like, other sports.
Yeah.
Just because, like, there's no... Because, like, basketball, you have the G League, which is, like... So you can sign with the team, but you can play, like, in their G League, which is, like, their under team. Mm-hmm. And, like, same with, like, baseball. You have, like, a minor league system with, like, 3 different divisions. Or, like, 3 different teams underneath, like, the main team. So they tend to, like, take a lot more players than, like, football. Or, like, baseball and basketball take more than, like, football usually.
Mm-hmm. It says 1.6% of college football players.
Which is insane because that is, like, every kid's first dream. Mm-hmm. And the way that they treat the football players, especially at OU, not to cap on us, but it's good to know that they literally, their classes aren't on campus. All their classes are online. They get somebody, like, an advisor that chooses their major most of the time and chooses all of their classes.
Wait, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know that it's totally fine, but do you know if it's like the like main like football players, like starters or like people who play most often who get those privileges or all of them?
No, it's the whole
team.
It's
like all of them. Yeah. Cause okay. They want their whole team to be able to play and you know,
I do have some football players in some of my classes.
Oh, some of the freshmen. Yo, oh, no, not all the football
oh,
players.
Okay, I just wondered if online. It went by, like,
oh, no, no,
year
no.
that you're
I tend to have a couple in mind,
I'm
too.
Sure that it depends.
I think it's also just, like, price, though. Like, yeah. Especially in our, like, before, like, you get your degree candidacy, I think those classes, like, I think that's why they go. Probably yeah. Now, I don't really see any now.
I think, yeah, I see a lot less than I did freshman
year. Yeah, I
year,
see a lot less.
Because I used to see them, like, always
I think once you
their
get
scooters.
Because, like, all those guys mm-hmm. don't really care about, like, scholarships or just here to play football.
Right.
So, like, they'll just take, like, the easy.
Which, fair enough.
Yeah, no.
I wouldn't want to be in a class if I play football, like, 8 hours a day. I could totally get that. It's just, it's such an interesting perspective. I feel like people don't even, like, question. Because it's kind of like they have this opportunity. They've been playing football since they were 2 years old. Out of the womb, they finally got to this collegiate spot. Some of them are walk-ons, so they don't have scholarships, and some of them do have scholarships. I think somebody donated a lot of money recently. It was one of the players.
I think it was Stutzman.
Stutzman, yeah, that donated money to all of the walk-ons, so they would have, like, more of a scholarship, which is so nice.
Yeah. Or, like, the, you mean NIL money?
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think it was the NIL.
Okay.
So, like, the money they got from, like, advertising and, like, boosters. So, like, scholarship comes from the school, but then, like, NIL... You can, like, that means you can go out and get, like, a sponsor with whoever, and they pay you. Yeah.
But it is a crazy mental toll. I had someone explain to me, they're on one of the teams here, and it was, they were explaining how even if you get injured or you have this, like, slight idea that, like, oh, if I'm in baseball and I threw my arm out, you can't say anything because it's a business at the end of the day, yeah. And you will be cut. Like,
there's like a contract at the end of the
day. Right. Like, it doesn't matter how close you are to your team or your coach, like, you'll be cut, and that was your chance, and that's it. And if you were in the case where it's like, oh, your schedule advised and got made for you, mm-hmm. and as you're in, like, oh, sports medicine, because it's easy, they can, like, sway the classes to be really easy for you, and in that way you don't have to try hard, or you can get someone to do your schoolwork for you for free so you can focus on one thing and then also meet the standard in order to actually play under the whatever SEC it is that you have to have, like, this certain amount of grades or GPA or whatever. That's why the classes are so easy, because it's like, don't focus on it, you know. But in that case, like, with that statistic in mind, only 1.6% actually make it to the league. Okay, then what? Now they are concussed and,
concussed, like, concussed, undereducated. Right. Like, because they've had, like you said, somebody doing their stuff, right? You know, their college career. So when they go out, you know, in the workforce after they didn't make the NFL draft,
I'm trying to think what
skills are you left with? Mm-hmm. Like, what do you have to contribute to a job?
I feel like a lot of them probably just go into, like, the corporate world. But, like, they're probably just not all there.
I think a lot of them do choose to do corporate, or they do something with sports medicine, or maybe, like, the broadcast channel. You know a lot about football, obviously. Like, a lot of them do broadcast, right? That's normally where they get placed whenever they're getting advice. But I had just found so much, like, I felt like they were losing so much momentum and being displaced from campus. Because I feel like, bring the players in campus, like, let the campus see who they are, what they do.
They're so secluded from campus. I like that you brought that up. It's like they have, like, all of the stuff that we have on campus, like, that they need in the football stadium. Like, they have that. Like, yeah.
It's a different world.
Yeah.
The whole, like, thing is just, that's why it's so nice in there.
Even Headington. Yeah. This is another really interesting topic, because I got the experience of living in couch dorms, which is the regular freshman dorms. Most people go in there. It's really large. There's a couple of them. And then I also spent another semester in Headington. And so we called it Headington High School when I was there, because of the dynamic of how everything worked. It's like as if you walk through your hallways in high school and it's like all the athletes. It's like that kind of energy in there. And it's so interesting to see the class differences on campus. Because basically, in my mind, campus is like simulation as to what the real world is in a lot of different ways. And so looking at it from that perspective, whenever I went to Headington, I like didn't even think when I was in couch, like, oh, couch has mold, and couch has had mold for generations. Yeah. They've been sued.
No one cares about couch. No one cares
about the mold. Like, they paint over it every day before they do the tours, and OU just keeps covering it up because they don't need to pay for it. Now they're starting to, like, oh, slowly take down the towers because they can build more.
Yeah. And that's why they took down Adams. I think Adams was the worst, so they took that one down
so
first.
Bad.
Like, and couch is going to go next.
Literally, the mold is so bad for you. Like, there's couch cough, not to mention the mucus that comes, but if you have pneumonia or asthma or anything like that, like, you're directly getting affected. And the long-term effects is, like, depression, anxiety. Like, it's all mental, and it's all related to mold. And so them not doing anything about that for years, and there's most of the population, and you have to live there.
Yeah, you have to live there.
And then Headington, going there, and there's no mold, obviously.
Yeah.
There's poke bowls. There's Wagyu steak. And the calf is, like, pristine quality food. Like, it is the best of the best. Like, I loved living there for the food. But beyond that, like, the building sizes and, like, the dynamics of how it works and, you know, the safety regulations of, like, who could get in and who couldn't get in. Like, if you wanted to go to someone's room, you'd have to give them your ID and, like, come back and get your ID when you leave. Oh. And you can't have anyone in there past 12 o'clock, even if you're a regular student like me. But specifically
it's
there
not
for the
like
athletes.
That in the other dorms.
It's not like that in other dorms. Yeah.
Because, like, in Headington, I don't know this for sure, so tell me if I'm right. You're not allowed to have people spend the night, right?
Mm.
Okay, so I know that's the other rule for, like, the freshman dorms, technically, right? But it's easier to get around it because they don't have that
rule. Oh, yeah,
it's
easier to get around it.
I didn't know they had that rule.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so I'm kind of exposing myself, but it's fine because that was years ago. But my boyfriend lived in couch, and I was living at home in Arkansas all the time, so I would, like, come visit him all the time, like, on the weekends, and it just happened to work out that his roommate was in ROTC and ended up moving with another ROTC person because he had to get up at, like, 3:30 every morning, and that was not great for Jordan.
Yeah.
But, basically, I would, like, go stay with him, right? I got sick after every single weekend I would stay in couch. It was bad, and I always knew it was from, like, just
even being on TikTok,
in the environment.
Yeah. Even on TikTok, we always get, like, videos, like, on my For You page, just, like, everyone, like, bitching about the dorms.
No.
And, like, how they're sick. The couch cough, that's real.
Like, one time he, like, had class on a Friday, and so I was, like, just sitting in his dorm doing nothing while he was at class, and I, like, went in the bathroom, and obviously he shared a bathroom with his, like, suite mates and stuff, and there was, like, black mold in their bathroom, like, around the, like, little vent, that, like, the little bathroom vent, and I, like, scrubbed on it for, like, over an hour.
Oh, you're such a good girlfriend.
Because I, like, got bleach, and I was like, this is disgusting. Like, this is so gross. Like, I know they're
not
cleaning their shower.
Violations?
But, like,
they don't check. Colleges are more, I think, they have a lot more leniency, I'm pretty sure. Because it's kind of like it's their property. Like,
oh.
I don't know. I think there should, like, in the couch calf. Ooh, there's some lore.
Honestly, I think that it's just become, like, acceptable. Like, because
other colleges are like this, too. Most of them have mold.
Because, like, as public universities, right, like, why are we not? Why are we as, like, students, as people who are paying tuition to a university, why are we not, like, demanding that these things be fixed?
Why are we not demanding these things be fixed?
Because, nope. I mean, it's not just mold in the dorms. It's parking. It's paying $400 for a freaking piece of plastic to go on your window. And then only being able to effectively use it, like, once or twice during the school year because there isn't.
And then being charged out of your ass if you park anywhere else.
Yes.
And also the liberty of the fact that, oh, we pay these thousands of dollars, and then that we can't park on the first four levels of the garage.
Yeah.
No, so we get a limited space
anyways.
Yeah, that
annoys me so badly. Like, the faculty doesn't need that much spots.
They don't need that many spots.
They don't need that many spots. Like, Dale, they have that whole parking lot just for faculty and staff.
Oh, yeah, and I used to be able to, like, finagle my way in there and, like, sneak and park in there, and now they just have it, like, completely blocked off. Like, there's signs everywhere. I don't know if you guys have driven past it, but there's signs, and there's, like, parking people walking around, like, keeping an eye on stuff. Half of the other day when we were recording, it was, like, our first recording day, and I was trying to get over here, and I had to park all the way at Campus Corner and walk over here because I couldn't find parking. That parking lot behind Dale was half empty.
Yeah.
Like,
even faculty,
so many empty spots.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's everyone around me backing up traffic, trying to find spots, too. And everyone's, like, seeing this half-empty parking lot and being like, oh, that's perfect. Like, great. And then it's blocked off to faculty, even though it's half-empty.
Yeah. Even the first three floors of the parking garage, they're always empty. If I'm being quite honest, my car right now is parked in faculty and staff, and I'm not moving it.
You shouldn't have to.
At this point, this year I refuse to get a parking ticket, and I'll just park whatever. Like, I park behind the building, like, in that little strip area. Mm-hmm. They have that so you can pick up cameras and stuff like that, but I just park there. It's, like, a 15-minute thing.
And honestly, I don't care. Like, over the past, like, game and stuff, which I know game days are completely different, but if we had better parking for students, we would have more convenient parking on game day.
Yeah. It's just insane because we have so much money as a
we do
institution.
Yeah.
You've seen it. Like, look at this room.
Yeah,
like, we're in a
room.
Podcast studio.
We're
go fix the dorms.
We're literally in a professional podcasting studio at OU.
Yeah.
Using all of their equipment, and we need parking.
Yeah.
And no mold.
No mold.
Go focus on the little details that matter. Because stuff like this is, like, this should be conversation. Because, yeah, the athletes get all of, like, the recognition. That's why people go here. Like, it's very understandable how their thought process worked. But it doesn't take away from the fact, like, we're the fans that go to the stadium to pay the price to watch
them. We're
the
reason why you guys have the stadium.
Exactly. We're the reason why the schools keep moving.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
we're the reason
respect?
Why they got the new jerseys. Like,
right. And, like, it's not like the other programs aren't excelling. Like, this is a number two in the country, Gaylord is, and, like, number one for broadcast. So it's, like, stuff like this is stuff that, like, kind of gets lingered off because of the football and the other athletes are really good as well. Baseball's really good. Girls softball. I mean, we're great. And, like, $20 million donation to the baseball stadium this year. $20 million.
To baseball or softball?
It was both, I think. Okay. But baseball, I know for a fact.
I think it's just, okay, not roasting anybody, but I just think it's hilarious how amazing our girls' softball team is and how successful they've been versus how the baseball team gets so much more accommodations and so much more funding, even though the girls' team has shown more success, right?
Yeah. First time we've gotten a female coach's statue put on campus was like last year. Pretty sure it's in front of the stadium where all the other statues are. Oh. It's like their coach because she went championship for 12 years in a row or something crazy.
Yeah.
And that's
deserved. So.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many like other like little tinges. Like the cheerleading team, they don't get their thumbprint in the stadium. Like they don't get anything actually like the other athletes do. Like they don't get the same scholarships. Yeah.
Palm, no one probably even cares about Palm.
Palm? Oh, yeah. No, they don't get anything. Yeah. But I was really shocked to know the cheerleaders don't get jack.
Yeah.
Like, they don't get to go on the stadium at all. That's insane.
Half of the cheerleaders are sorority girls. They get their benefits from over there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think most of them are in a sorority.
That
makes sense.
That is weird that they don't get to do that, though.
They don't have, like, a locker room or anything?
Not in there.
What?
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with one of the cheerleaders, and she was telling me, because I had thought about joining the team, and she was explaining to me, like, they don't get the same treatment as the other athletes do, which I said, that sucks. Like, that's not what I would have expected.
Yeah, you would think that, I feel like it would probably be split between cheer and palm just because they're both, like, on the side.
Right.
But, man, it's crazy that they don't get anything.
No thumbprint in that hell? You can't even get in?
Oh, they don't have the...
You can't get in, like, to, like, the thing. Like, all other athletes can.
Okay, well, there's people who get in there and who are even, like...
Exactly.
That's so
my
bad.
Point. That's, yeah. So, there's just a lot of things among OU, I feel like. We could critique. We could fix.
We get backlash from this, like, in a few minutes.
I don't think people think about stuff like this, but they should. Because we could get what we wanted if we tried. That's just such a big, that's such a big ideal for me because I just don't understand. There's so many things that we as, like, community have the same beliefs about but don't talk about enough to make anything really.
Well, nobody acts on them. Like, everybody's thinking it. No one's saying it. Some people are saying it. Very few people are, like, actually doing something about it. But if you, like, think about it in a more, like, in a different perspective, like, we, as the student body of OU, like, the people that are paying the university tuition, paying for these outrageous parking passes that only cover, like, a year. Or do they cover a full year or semester?
For what, the parking pass?
Yeah.
I think it's a full...
It's a full year,
I think. It's... They start in August and they expire in June.
Okay, so it's not even for over the summer. You have to buy
You have to buy... Yeah, you have to buy a separate
summer.
One.
Yeah. So it's, like... school year round, but not including the summer.
Yeah, I think the summer one might be a little bit cheaper just because it's just like the 2 months.
But little life hack, you know, you can like sell it back to them whenever you want.
The summer one?
The regular one. Like if you are like halfway through the semester and you maybe find a parking spot to park in every single day or whatever reason you don't need your pass, you can take your pass under the parking garage and then they'll give you money for it. Like, they'll give you money back.
Oh. Like, all of it or just, like...
For the rest of however much you would be paying to keep it.
Okay.
But, like, why not just put that into, like, expanding parking?
Because I'm not sure, because there's a lot of land.
If you're gonna... Uh-huh. If you're going to sell these outrageously expensive parking passes, like, at least make sure that there's parking...
Y'all keep talking. I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay, Lauren's taking a quick break. Are we going to keep talking?
Yeah, she just...
Okay. But, like, I keep saying, but, like... I just lost my train of thought. This can all be edited out. Oh, that was loud. Shit, I lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
I was talking about parking, right?
And we as a student body.
Oh, yeah. Like, the amount of, like, videos I've seen on TikTok of... And my TikTok's been getting, like, more and more personalized to Norman lately. I don't know if anybody else...
It's always like that your fall semester. Just because a freshman will put their intake on it, and then us will, like, we'll be posting stuff that, like, just, like, pisses us off. So, mainly, it's always about parking.
Yeah. Well, I've been seeing a crap ton about parking. And the amount of people that are saying that they paid for parking passes... And then end up having to park at Lloyd Noble and take the bus from Lloyd Noble to campus because there's no parking on campus. So they'd end up just parking at Lloyd Noble, which
there's a lot of people that do that.
You can park at any time without a parking pass and just take public transportation to campus. But these people have parking passes that they paid for, and there's a ton of them, I know, because I've seen it several times on TikTok, like a crazy amount of times.
Even branching on that though, so like it's not happening to me this much this semester just because like my classes are either pretty late or they're pretty early, so like obviously nobody's choosing late classes or morning classes, but like that 10:30 peak or like around noon, I shouldn't have to be coming to school like 2 hours early just to find a parking spot.
Yeah,
like that's just like not okay. Like, and I remember last year, my friend, she posted a picture of the parking garage. The line, like, wrapping around, like, the whole parking garage was just, like, wrapping around. And then another thing, last year, I was trying to find a parking spot, and I don't know if it was someone in, like, Gaylord or something, but they were recording, and they watched me go up and down the parking garage. I counted 12 times. And they were, like, at one point, they just stopped me, and they were like, hey, you might want to try somewhere else. I was like, okay, I'll go. But like, it's just, like, me going...
That has to be, like, a universal experience here.
Yeah.
I mean, I've done that on the parking lot.
You did that last
parking garage on Elm. Like, it's just, we need better freaking parking.
Well, it's, like, for me last year, because I had a class at, because what I found out last year was, like, I think 3 p.m. It was, like, before 3 p.m., like, all the parking was filled, but then, like, after 3, it was open.
It's because, also, once it hits that 4 o'clock time, you can park in faculty and staff.
Yeah.
That's what I do for, like, my late classes. So, I'll, like, my class starts at 4:30. I leave my house at 4. Because I know I'll always have that parking in faculty and staff.
Yeah, no, but, like, last year I had to, like, get to the park. I had to get here, like, close to, like, 30 to 40 minutes early. Just, like, be able to get a spot.
Yeah. Last year, I think, was honestly low-key a little bit worse than this year. But also, I can't really talk because... My classes are early or late.
Yeah, see, I feel the opposite. I feel like it's much worse than it was last year.
I mean, my predictions even coming in, I told one of these freshman friends I have, I was like, it's just going to get worse now because I know a lot of people came in this year prior to all the other years. And I know, like, when last year, my freshman year, especially the part, because I was a commuter still then, I don't think the second or third floor of the parking garage was for faculty and staff, especially for the stadium. I feel like that changed last year because I know there are more.
It's the second and third are for faculty and staff. Yeah, that's definitely more of a new thing because
I think it was new because I thought it was third, fourth, fifth, and then the top that was for our students. And then only that first floor was for faculty and staff, but now it's...
They've also, on the parking garage on Elm, they've also, like, extended that. So now it's, like, the first and second levels are for faculty parking.
Okay, and so well, I know we don't have that much faculty here, like...
Like, so people who have classes in the Blender, the Physical Science Center, and, like, the Art Museum, and then especially the huge music building on the corner of Elm and Boyd, all of them park there, and especially those music majors that are, like, at in that building, like, all day, like, they fill up that parking garage, and then once it's full, like, people are parked there all day, so, like...
Even those commuter lots by, they're called Callaway, and by, like...
Oh, the Duck Pond lot?
Yeah,
oh,
that one. Yeah. That one usually gets packed up, too, but at least that one's not just faculty and staff. There's a small faculty and staff, but at least there's that big one.
But that one, like, I mean, it remains... It's far, like, though. It is kind of far, and you get, like, you can get a parking spot, and as long as it's not between, like, 12:30 and 3:30. I feel like at those times, it's always, like... There's not a parking spot. Like, if people have, like, 2 hours in between classes, they're staying on campus to keep their parking spot. I'm literally doing that today. I'll be on campus mm-hmm. until 5 p.m. Until 6, actually, mm-hmm. because I don't want to lose my parking spot. God.
No, another thing. Sorry to any, like, freshmen or sophomores or whatever that hear this. Walk to your class. You guys don't need to be parking in the commuter lots. If you live in a dorm or if you're in, like, a house, like a frat, sorority, why are you guys parking there? Like, if that's our lot, I know so many people who freaking, like, just, like, won't walk and they'll just park in our spots.
No, I see the freshman little parking passes all over the parking lots, and I have always been, like, you know.
Yeah, I always see it all over.
Don't you have your own lot? Yeah,
you have your own lot.
Don't you live, like, right there in that building?
Yeah, I understand, like, especially in the winter, it's cold, but, like, we all gotta walk. Like, we all have to walk, like.
We all did it.
We all did it. Yeah, you have to, too.
You have to suffer like we did.
Or, like, get a freaking scooter. Like, get a bike. I don't know.
There's VOs everywhere. Yeah, get a VO. I hate when people are like, oh, it's embarrassing to ride a VO. Yeah, it's embarrassing. Like, everyone, I'm embarrassed when I ride a VO. But do I get places? Yes, I do. Sierra rides VOs.
Yeah. I write VO
proudly
on game day. Yeah, I'm
like, oh my god, have you guys ever seen someone get hit by a VO?
Yes.
Oh, the trauma. Someone got hit last year on the bike VO, and they were like walking. It was a girl, and I just saw this whoosh on a bike. It was a guy, and he was going right past Dale, and there's people walking like in mm-hmm. the part where they're supposed to
ride. I've almost been hit there.
I have been hit there.
I think one. Oh my god.
So bad. It's like my second day of school.
Oh, my God.
When she gets hit by a scooter, by a car.
And I had to just, like, stand up like nothing happened. That girl ate that. She ate it. When I say the bike goes so fast, it was going, like, 25. And I remember looking at it, like, damn, he's going really fast. How are you
not dead?
It wasn't me. I got hit by someone on a scooter.
Okay.
That was, like, a bot. Like,
the little.
Boom! They both flew. Everyone was walking.
People, yeah. That's another thing OU needs to figure out is the people that, especially the people that buy their own scooters, like have their own mm-hmm. ones on campus. That's embarrassing. Sorry. but also they don't have speed regulations on them like the VOs do. Like they go faster.
I go 5. I get really scared. I'm gonna fall off. So I go very, very slow.
And so,
like you can probably walk next to me.
Every time I'm. Like, you know, walking to class and I see somebody, like, with one of those, they, like, fly past and those I always. Those
football players, they go so fast. I'm like, how are y'all doing this? But they're, like, trained. They're, like, professionals.
Like, this morning.
Professional VOers.
Professional VOers.
This morning when I was walking over here, this girl was riding a VO and I heard the little. Like coming up behind me, and so I turned around, and if I wouldn't have turned around and like stepped 1 foot to my right, she would have hit me. Like she was not she was not reacting. Like she would have hit me, and I was like, she just flew past me, and I was like, oh, okay.
That, and even after like the bars, I think my freshman year I was like DDing, and it was by the Mont, and she was just like, she was like wobbling everywhere. Like she was so drunk on that scooter, and I couldn't, like, stop my car, but I, like, hurried and I stopped it, and she, like, flew. Because another car was coming from that way. Like, they were, like, she was, like, in the middle of the intersection, like, about to get hit by every other way.
Did she make it through the intersection?
I don't know. I think she was just on the ground when I turned.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But, like, I feel like you should have some type of, like, rule that you can't get on there when you're,
oh, you like can a get PI. A DUI.
Oh, you can get a DUI.
Yeah, that's, like, I feel like they haven't been as, like, strict with that. But, like, where I'm from in Little Rock, like, police will pull, like, downtown Little Rock, police will pull you over if you're on a VO. Like,
good.
If they, like, have any suspicion that you might be drunk, you will get pulled over. And I've seen people get, you know, yelled at by police on campus corner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I always.
And been like, yeah, if always, you don't get off of that scooter right now, I'm going to give you a DUI.
Yeah, I always hear, like, yelling.
I feel like, yeah, that would be easy, just to, like,
well, I mean, you are operating, like, I don't think that's what people understand, and I didn't understand either, because I was like, oh, we can always just take the VOs, like, back to our apartment, mm-hmm. like, after the bar, but, like, if you're drunk, like, you need to walk or get an Uber.
Well, even, like,
because you could, like, kill yourself, like, what if you accidentally, like, swerve into mm-hmm. the street and, like, a car hits you? Like, that's reasonable to get it, be able to get into DUI for that kind of thing.
I'm pretty sure, too, like, even just, like, a normal, like, bicycle, you can't ride it if you're drunk.
Oh, like, yeah, no, it's, like, they've, I feel like VOs was a gray area for a while just because they're, like, you know, readily available to everyone and, like, they're not privately owned, like, the ones that you can, like, you just have to, like, get on your app and scan the thing.
No, I'm just, like, imagining if, like, you're drunk and you're, like, riding a bike. Like, how is that even possible? I would just tip over.
I can't even ride a bike sober. I suck.
Okay, we've been talking for a freaking long time.
Imagine this wasn't even recording.
It is.
It is.
Okay.
It's been an hour and 40 minutes.
I think we got some good stuff out.
Yeah.
We talked about a lot.
Some important things.
Yes.
Welcome to the soft launch episode.
That we didn't talk about relationships once.
We can use that later.
Honestly, yeah.
Wait, by the way, because I know we can, what was it? Because I know we had, like, the outline for the episode. Did we need to, like, turn anything in? Like, did we need to take notes on what we talked about and then turn that into her? Or?
No, she watches
so
it.
We just need to, like...
So even if, like, we turn in, like, this, like, outline that was, like, it's I guess that's
turn
fine.
In for what?
I don't know if you need to, like, turn in or show
like a checkpoint.
Yeah.
Like, we have a milestone workshop next week,
and I think.
And that's basically where we're just going to, like, stand in front of the class as a group and be like, this is what our podcast is about. We have recorded this many episodes. Like, focusing on this, and this. We've done this much marketing on our social media and have, like, seen growth or whatever. Just basically a checkpoint, like, updating the class on what we've done so far.
Yeah, sure. Because I thought we had to turn in, like a sheet of, like...
No.
Okay.
It's just, like, a verbal speech grading thing.
Gotcha.
Workshop. Oh, yeah, I see that.
It's milestone workshop number one.
Does she have any details we're supposed to know, like, to talk about?
No, basically what I just said, like, I have her for my consumer behavior class, and we're doing our milestone workshop in that class today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And so it's basically the same thing. We're just updating everyone on our progress.
Okay. I see. I do.
I'm for it real quick.
Yep. What's on me? Oh, these have. Bitch, better have my money.
I have class at 1.
I have class at 12.
Are you going to go home before?
Me?
You don't have class until 3, right?
Yeah, I don't have class until 3.
Class at 3?
Yeah.
Well, we'll just have to close out and then we'll be good.
Yeah.
Good to go. What should we focus on after this is recorded? I can focus on, I could try to make an editing day. I'm pretty busy.
I can edit.
Okay. It's filmed on, like, a little mini SD. You have to put it in the case of an SD card. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. You have one of those? Card reader.
You do? Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. It's a mini one. You'll be good. Should
someone do the outro?
Yeah. I was going to wait till he got back so he could say his line. I'm just trying to see, like, what we should focus on next. Because I know she brought up some stuff about we need to research what other podcasts are similar to ours that already exist out there and kind of, like, look at their marketing and, like, plan out a marketing schedule for ourselves.
Yeah, Anything Goes. I feel like that's Emma Chamberlain's podcast, Anything Goes. Have you guys listened to that?
I think H3.2 is very similar to what we talk about, just random stuff.
And Anything Goes is, like, the one that I can see us comparing ours the most to.
My friend.
I freaking love
H3. I do, too.
My friend, I think she told me, like, one of her friends is in this class, and they did a podcast, and theirs was, like, so boring. Like, they already released it, and, like, they were just talking about, like, why they came to OU and stuff like that. Mm. So, like, I'm wondering, like, what they're going to base theirs off of. Like, who are they? I don't think anyone else has a podcast like that. I know the girls in front of us are doing fashion.
I want a tooth job.
Oh, my God.
Where did you get that?
You just don't notice I have those?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They're, like, shining in my face right now.
Yeah.
Two?
Yeah, I have the butterfly right here, and then I have one.
Where did you get those?
I'll give you her Instagram. She's in more.
Oh, she does it?
Yeah.
Was it expensive?
The butterfly was 130, and then these are 40.
So this is a butterfly over here, those two?
Mm-hmm.
I like those ones.
Yeah, the butterflies.
Those ones stand out. I didn't even know you had one on the other side.
These, like, you don't ever see them. Everyone always sees that because they're, like, it'll shine all at the same time. But they last a long time. I've had these on for over a year and a half.
How do you get them off?
They fall off by themselves. Or if you want to take them off, you can go to your dentist.
Okay. Bet.
Yeah.
Will you send it to me?
You're like, I'll send it right now.
Should we all get matching tooth gems?
My God.
That'd be kind of cute.
Yeah, it says last 6 months to 2 years in her body.
When's the next time you guys can meet and we can, like, do we have class today?
Yes.
Right? Okay, we'll talk after that then. Because I feel like we should meet and, like, have more time to just, like, schedule what the marketing will look like. Mm-hmm. And then grab stuff that we need and, like, organize it a little bit better. Because, like, we're supposed to be grabbing the stuff we use through AI. And I don't want to just get to that point and have to, like, rush all of it. Like, let's just plan accordingly and then we'll just fill all of the blanks in.
I honestly, let me actually check. Usually I can check what her plan is for today.
Right now we just have the Instagram, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think today we're just going to do our podcast because she hasn't put a new module out, like a lecture, like notes.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that one day she just gave us that whole data to work on our podcast. So hopefully it's a day like that.
Hopefully, yeah, that'd be really nice. We'll just plan. I need to, like, go through and look at her modules because it's all very, like, I need to, like,
take my that and
kind of a lot.
She has, like, a lot of, like, wording. Even her rubrics, so much wording.
I just don't know where, like, what's next. And none of it's, like, dated.
I know.
With 2 days, it's all random. So I've just been taking those quizzes, like, every week. But
are they easy?
Very easy, and you can use.
Oh, okay.
Pretty well. First one I got an A. Second one I got 8.5. But they're also not hard. Like, if you did read the chapters, like, you could do it really easily.
So
I just don't have the book.
I have the book, and honestly, like, that whole chapter 4 was just about Joa and Glow Recipe. Like, that was the whole chapter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I think that's why she pulls those assignments out.
Okay.
It's a thick book, though. It's pretty.
I really want to get the book. I know my mom was telling me she could help me get the online version. I struggle reading online versions of
text. It hurts my eyes.
Yeah, it's a lot, and then it's hard to get from page to page.
Yeah.
You gotta scroll back.
Well, plus, you
can, like,
sell back the books.
Yeah, I'm going to get my hair done.
Yes. After this? Well, you have class.
Tomorrow at 8 in the morning. That's good.
I didn't even realize Shelby left.
Yeah, that's what we were waiting for.
Doing anything like special or just
she wrote down something in the I thought it sounded good. Okay, do you wanna, Lauren?
Thank you so much, you all. I'll say okay. Thank you so much, you all, for joining us for our first podcast. This is the soft launch first episode of our podcast. This is our soft launch episode, and we're just so happy you guys wanted to tune in. Thank you to everyone who finished this episode. If you finished it, leave us a thumbs up so we know. If you have any topics that you guys want us to talk about, go through, you know, give our perspectives on. We would love to do that. You know, we'll introduce have yourselves.
Polls in our Instagram bio mm-hmm. about topics that you want to hear.
Yes. Follow us on Instagram. We're at
therealperspective.pod.
Yes.
On Instagram.
We'll be on Twitter and TikTok soon as well. But this is Lauren signing out.
This is Shelby signing out.
This is Sia signing out.
This is Gabriel signing out.